Australia is facing its worst flu season on record, with over 410,000 confirmed cases in 2025 alone. Despite the surge, flu vaccination rates have dropped, especially among young children and older adults. I spoke with RACGP Victorian Chair Anita Munoz, who is calling for urgent action, including wider access to needle-free vaccines, to help turn the tide before next year.
Look, I think that there's myriad reasons for that, and one of the causes undoubtedly is that people became quite vaccine fatigued over the pandemic. And while a lot of that was directed at the COVID vaccine itself, we have recognised that that has influenced people's attitude towards other winter preparedness vaccines, which is very unfortunate. I think we also have people not aware or not appreciating that influenza remains a really important and can be a deadly disease. And so an underappreciation of the risk may make people feel that the vaccine is not relevant for them, whereas we actually know that influenza can strike really anyone. And myths like the fact that you haven't had influenza recently somehow protecting you from influenza in the future continues to be present in the thinking of some people. We also know that there's been a significant drop-off in vaccination rates in some populations, including children under five and in people aged 65 and over. And that's particularly worrying because they are priority populations, because influenza tends to be much more severe for those people.
How often would you recommend to take, I guess, the flu vaccine?
Yearly. Yeah. So we do know that it's a virus that's very capable of changing season to season. And so it is a condition we need to be updating our immunity every year. So I certainly would encourage people to be doing that yearly. Even if you're not in a population that we're particularly worried about things like hospital admission and death, it still is a terribly miserable illness to have, even if you are in good health, and it stops people going to school and going to work, and it can mean weeks and months of recovery afterwards. So I think, like all infectious diseases that we have vaccines for, prevention is better than cure.
And how can needle-free vaccines like the nasal spray help improve vaccination rates, especially in kids who are often vulnerable?
I think that it's a really important development, and I think that being able to say to a child who's hesitant or needle phobic that there is an option to have a needle free flu vaccine is an incredibly important breakthrough. We know that there are states around Australia that have decided to adopt this, and I continue to remain concerned that in Australia, which is such a modern and first world country, that we could have an inequitable healthcare system whereby a child in one state can have access to certain public health measures and not access them in another. So I think this is a really excellent case in point about the need for harmonisation between our health systems so that all Australian children have a fair access to what's a really important development in vaccination and public health.
Well, the winter season's ending and we're moving into summer. Would you recommend someone who didn't take the vaccine this winter to take it in preparation for summer?
So the behaviour of the flu this year has defied the traditional patterns of transmission that we've seen in previous years. So I certainly think as we are seeing people continue to get influenza, even though we're now in October, I do think if you are a priority population, the answer would be a resounding yes, because those people are still doing very poorly when they get the infection. And I also think that anyone who gets on a plane or travels or goes into environments where there are lots of people in enclosed spaces, that's exactly the kind of environment you're going to contract influenza in. So I think for such a simple intervention, if it saves you from getting influenza or potentially ending up in hospital, then I'd encourage people to do so.
That was RACGP Victorian Chair Anita Munoz speaking to The Wire.